You're with SBS Radio.
Kasama natin sa programa si Major Tom Baina, isang abogado at syempre kasalukuyang pangulo ng Blacktown RSL Subbranch. Magandang araw sa iyo, Major Tom.
Magandang araw din, Annalyn.
Yes, ikaw ang unang Pilipino na namuno sa isang RSL o Return Services League sa Australia. Kumusta na? 4 na taon simula na ikaw ay mahalal.
Well, mabuti naman po. Ang ano namin is that we take care of the veterans, especially in Blacktown area. Tapos yun ang pinaka-ano namin, main purpose in having a sub-branch. Itong sub-branch, we have a bigger office, which is the state branch, tapos national. Yun.
Nakasama na po namin kayo sa programa nang ikaw ay, sabi nga, mahalal for almost 4 years ago bilang pangulo ng Blacktown RSL at sa pagdiriwang din ng Anzac Day. Pero sa pagkakataong ito, pagdiriwang naman ng Australia Day ang ating pag-uusapan. Bago po ang lahat, Major Tom, kailan ka dumating sa Australia?
The first time, I arrived here on the 12th of August, 1983.
Wow!
Baka hindi ka pa pinanganak na.
Hindi naman po, pinanganak na ako.
Okay.
Sa unang taon ng pagdating nyo dito, bilang isang migrante sa mga taong iyon, ano po yung eksena o kadalasang usapan pagdating sa issue ng mga migrante?
Well, ang pinaka-ano noon talaga is that how can a migrant become a useful member of the Australian society. So actually in 1988, that was the bicentennial year. So the 26th of January 1988, ang kahulugan kasi nitong Australia Day, it started when the first fleet arrived in Port Jackson on 26th January 1788.
Mm-mm.
So actually in 1988, my parents arrived. So that was really a big celebration for us. They arrived on Christmas Day, 1987, and my parents arrived here as migrants. A month later, the 26th of January, we have to celebrate the bicentennial year. So that was really very
It's a big celebration for the country and for your family.
And for my own family, Now, in terms of the RSL, with the Return Services League, ang pinakaano namin is that the Anzac Day, in contrast to the Foundation Day, which is the 26th. I think ang nakaitohan dito is that 1788, nung dumating yung first fleet, diba? So that was under British rule. Now, on the 25th of April, 1915, that was the time when they first landed in Gallipoli. And that was a time when the Australians realized that we are a separate nation. We are not just part of Great Britain, but we are actually Australians. So, yun ang diferensya between Anzac Day and Australia Day.
Mm-mm.
However, for all Australians, that is including migrants and all that, the 26th of January every year is a very significant event for all of us because it marks the discovery of Australia, na tayong lahat ng mga migrants at saka everyone was a migrant here, just like the British when they first came. So that marked their first entry. So it's actually, you can even say that that was a migration day.
We can
do that because we can claim because we arrived here, and so we should celebrate. And in my case, personally, I actually fly the Australian flag. As a matter of fact, this afternoon, because as I told you, I just arrived from the Philippines this morning. This afternoon, I'm going to raise the Australian flag and I'm going to put it there for the rest of the week. Yes, I normally do that every year. I raise the flag a week before the Australia Day and I take it off after a week after Australia Day.
Pero balikan po natin, nung dumating kayo dito, naalala ba ninyo nung time na dumating kayo, meron bang citizenship ceremony kayo na inattendan?
At the time, you need to wait for 2 years, ngayon 4 years na yata.
Mm-mm.
So before that time, like, you know, we were just going with whatever we had to do. And Australia Day was already significant because it's a public holiday.
Yeah.
But after we have applied for citizenship, it became much more meaningful because it meant that, you know, you can celebrate in a country where you actually belong to being a citizen. You know, being a significant role after you have been sworn in as an Australian. In my case, I was sworn in sometime in July, I say, you know, at the time when our application was approved to become citizen, the nearest time now, you know, for us to be sworn in as Australians was in the month of July.
Mm-mm. Kanina po nabanggit niyo yung pagkakaiba o yung difference between ang Australia Day at saka ng Anzac. Alam natin na may mga grupo na nananawagan for the day ng Australia Day na ibahin o baguhin. Ano po yung pananaw ninyo dito?
Well, that's actually, if you really come to think of it, they are in the minority. Like, you know, we are a free country, so everyone can express their own opinions and all that. To some, they say that, you know, the Australia Day actually marked the invasion of the white people to Australia. That's what they're saying, that this is mostly the indigenous activists that they're saying. But now, we can actually say that, you know, it's supposed to be a healing day, a reconciliation day. And, you know, we are proud to have the arrival of the first fleet, which made us a great nation as what we are here now today. If it not for that, then we wouldn't have been here celebrating this great nation that we have.
Yung po sana yung sabihin ko na kung hindi dumating yung first fleet, malamang na hindi na discover o hindi nagkaroon ng development o kung ano ang meron ngayon sa Australia.
That is correct, yes. And I can now juxtapose it and sasabihin natin na kagaling ko lang sa Pilipinas, di ba? Tapos, a very significant event is the Sinulog event in Cebu. Now, this actually marked the arrival of the first Europeans to the Philippines, which
yes.
was the Spaniards, when they arrived in 1521. Okay, 1521. So, and this is something that for all Filipinos, to some Filipinos, they would say that, you know, that was the mark of an invasion by a foreign... But
for more than 300 years.
Oh, yes. So that marked the invasion of the Europeans to the Philippines. But in fact, we actually benefited to it very much. It has given us our religion, given us our culture, and given us the development that we needed.
Kung merong mga nananawagan para baguhin yung araw ng Australia Day, meron namang pagtulak sa bahagi ng federal government for local council to conduct citizenship ceremonies on Australia Day. Bilang kayo po isang abogado, what's your stand on this?
My personal opinion, yes, it should be encouraged, it should be promoted. And, like, you know, it should be something that, you know, everyone would work for, like being a lawyer and being a migration agent. I would like to encourage everyone that if once they apply for citizenship, they try and do it on Australia Day. Because as an individual, once you have been given that, sometimes they will say, when do you want to be sworn in? During my time, I did not realize it. The significance of Australia Day at the time, that was like, you know, when I first arrived. So I opted, like, you know, the first chance that I can get, I want to become an Australian. So that's what happened there, yeah.
Bilang kayo ang kasalukuyang Pangulo ng Blacktown RSL sub-branch, paano ninyo sinusuportahan ng mga celebration ng Australia Day? Anong, meron ba kayong mga nakaplanong event for Australia Day?
Pretty much, Australia Day is very much a family and individual thing that has been encouraged. There is no, like, you know, group or parades or anything like that. Because normally, as an RSL, we commemorate
the veterans.
Other veterans, other significant events like Anzac Day, like the end of World War II. They call it the Pacific Victory Day in the Pacific, or the D-Day in Europe.
Mm.
Those things like, Remembrance Day on the 11th of November. Those are significant events that the military normally celebrates. But in terms of Australia Day, it is for each and individual Australians alike.
Mm. Nabanggit niyo isa kayong migration agent. Para sa mga kagaya ninyo at ng marami ng mga migrante dito sa Australia, gaano kahalaga na maging bahagi o to commemorate Australia Day?
Well, ang significance yan is that it's not only a big day that everyone celebrates, but if you can also make yourself avail of being sworn in on that particular day, then it will give you much more, not only pride, but you can say it's a bragging, I'm bragging rights.
Mm.
I have been sworn in on Australia Day, and I am now a dinky-dye Australian, a true blue Australian.
And for someone like you who has served the Australian Defence, what does it mean for you now to be an Australian?
Oh, very much. Very proud to be Australian. And, I will continue to serve this country, Australia, to the best of my abilities.
Very well said. Thank you very much, Major Tom Vaina, and all the best to you at Happy Australia Day.
Thank you very much to Annalyn, and thank you for giving me this opportunity to talk to your listeners. Thank you.
Inyong komunidad, inyong usapan sa SBS Filipino.
Hear more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.